The Sri Lankan military contends it is clearing the last several villages containing Tamil tigers and has pushed the rest of the rebel force into the jungle. Army Media Director Brigadier Udaya Nanayakara tells VOA News, the rebels have been squeezed into a small patch of land, effectively crushing the separatists who once ran a virtual Tamil mini-state in the north.
Presently, we have confined them to 300 square kilometers. They are firing their mortars, they are firing small arms, especially operating in small pockets in forward areas. We are successfully confronting them and gaining control of the area step by step.
It is not possible to verify the account, as independent journalists are not allowed in the area. There have been no statements recently from the rebels, officially known as the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. Military spokesman Nanayakara says a 35 square kilometer safe zone has been established for the hundreds of thousands of refugees who may have been trapped in rebel-controlled areas.
People have been informed by airdropping leaflets to them so that the people will be able to move into this safe zone. We are concerned about the civilians and we are not targeting any locations where civilians are stationed.
Reports of civilian casualties have been increasing in recent weeks. Analysts say the remnants of the rebel force, believed still led by Velupalai Prabhakaran, can be expected to engage in guerrilla tactics and urban terrorist attacks. That is an assessment Army Brigadier Nanayakara does not disagree with.
Definitely they will resort to some other activities, hiding in other areas disguised as civilians. So liberating the whole area, we will systematically get them also, and so that we'll be able to eradicate terrorism completely from the country.
The island's ethnic conflict goes back to the 19th century. At the start of the post-colonial era, about 60 years ago, the mainly Buddhist majority in the south began to systematically impose the Sinhalese language on the highlands in the north, which was seen as undermining the culture of the primarily Hindu Tamils. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.